And Iraqi people have thronged the streets of Mosul after their city was finally announced liberated from Daesh terrorists. The Prime Minister's office published the news on Sunday after months of intense fighting against attack-fury terrorists. Haider al-Abadi visited Mosul's old Tayran neighborhood to congratulate the Iraqi troops and people of the city. He also visited Nineveh Governorate building and held a meeting with Iraqi commanders to get the latest on the situation. Abadi also congratulated the armed forces for their victory over Daesh. Mosul operation began last October, and Iraqi forces took the eastern part of the city before proceeding over to its western half. They're engaged in heavy fighting with Daesh in Mosul's old city until just recently. Now Mosul fell to the Daesh terror group back in mid-2014. And joining us out of Ohio is Mr. Gordon Duff, senior editor of Veterans Today. For more on the story, hello, Mr. Duff. Thanks you for joining us on the program. So we asked the international community, who do we owe the liberation of Mosul to?
Well, it's fairly clear that we have a major effort on behalf of the Iranian-led and the certainly the Shia militias, the Iranian armed forces. But in reality, this is a victory for the Iraqi people. This is a victorious nation, something that no one expected. No one thought that Iraq was going to be able to come together as it has, and there has been an effort here that no one foresaw. The real point is going to be whether Iraq can build on this and build a cohesive nation in the changing politics that we're dealing with over the past year. The world has been turned on its ear, and with all of the changes coming on between in Syria, we're seeing the potential for an alliance between the U.S. and Russia, which may be very short-lived. The U.S. is certainly politically unstable and can't be seen as a reliable partner to anyone. But the alliance between Russia, Turkey, and Iran has a strong economic base. And if Iraq can be led into that alliance and it can be built economically as well, it's going to free Iraq from its dependence on the Gulf states and Saudi Arabia. When Iraq fell under U.S. dominance in 2003, its commercial viability was totally destroyed. Its oil revenue was wiped out, and the Sunni commercial clans within Iraq turned to the Gulf states and the Saudis entirely, and that's been the driving force behind what's generally been a fairly failed economy. Now, with sanctions to a large extent lifted off Iran, with Iran's economy burgeoning in the area, and it is a natural trading partner, along with Turkey, for Iraq, with Russia preeminent as well in the region, Iraq stands a chance of coming back in a very, very big way. Not only that, separating itself from the Gulf states and the Saudis, whose trade relations have been very unhealthy because of the political problems it's brought. And among those, it's the Gulf states and Saudi Arabia that brought ISIS into Iraq. There's no way we can ignore that fact, and the Iraqi people need to remember it.
And you know, Mr. Duff, it seems the only silver lining, to allude to what you were just saying, having Daesh go through Iraq the way it did, I mean, it was 99% to the detriment of the country, of course. But if you wanted like the small little maybe benefit of having Daesh go through your soil, was that it kind of did unite a fractured society. There wasn't that kind of cohesion that we're seeing today now with the Iraqi people forging together. They know what the alternative to turn their back on Baghdad is now.
I was there in January 2014 and met with the Sunni governors, who saw ISIS as a harmless organization that was going to help offset the political power of the Shia majority. And I explained that they were poking the stick at the wrong beast here and not seeing at all what was going to go on. And I think that lesson is going to be learned. I think we can find ourselves with a new Iraq with one mix in here, and that's that the Kurds are going to be voting for independence. They don't have an economically viable state without oil from the Kirkuk fields, and so that's going to lead to a controversy. But even that can be settled peaceably, and that alliance, Iran, Turkey, and Russia, can carry all of this through and create great promise for the region.
Thank you for joining us once again, Mr. Gordon Duff out of Ohio, senior editor from Veterans Today.